I'm Avi Arditi. Roseanne Skirbel is away. With me this week on Wordmaster is our English teacher friend, Lita Baker in Los Angeles, to talk about a few verbs that can cause trouble for even the best-trained non-native speakers.
I got the idea for this segment because for the past 6 weeks I've been working with a group of brand-new English teachers from Hong Kong. Their English is superb, but I noticed here and there that there were still little errors that persisted, and one of those errors was with the word let. One of the students got up to do a presentation, and she made a sentence something like, and at this point, I would let the students to talk among themselves. And to my native ear, of course, that to shouldn't be there. And, you know, there's a very logical explanation for why a student would make a mistake like this. Let's take a sentence like letting the students to sit down and think about what it really means. Well, it means that the teacher allowed or will allow the students to sit down. With a verb like allow, it's necessary for us to include the preposition to. But with let, it isn't.
So it would be like, allow me to introduce myself, let me sit down.
Exactly, or let me introduce myself. So what students do is that they generalize from one form to the other and therefore make the mistake. There's a few other verbs that act like let. Think of this sentence, my mother made me clean my room. It wouldn't be correct to say, my mother made me to clean my room, but it's perfectly correct to say, my mother forced me to clean my room, right?
Right, exactly.
So with the verb make, it isn't correct to use the preposition to. Another example is a structure like this. I had the waiter bring me some water. We use this structure, I had someone do something for me, in the sense of somebody that we hire in some cases to do a service for us. So I had the plumber fix the leak in my sink, or I had the dry cleaner remove the stain from my silk suit. I think the best way to approach this from the learner's point of view is to think of verbs like let and make and have as exceptions, because the normal pattern would be to include the preposition to. So once the student is aware of the fact that these verbs don't act like others, then the student can start kind of paying attention and looking for them when they listen to the news, when they listen to the radio, when they watch television. Another really good way to learn these verbs is to look for them in song lyrics. I mean, think of all the songs that have let in them. Let me go. You made me love you.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
So I would tell my students to go to the internet, you know, because on the internet you can find song lyrics. There are thousands of song lyrics on the internet. And look for your favorite songs and read the lyrics. And you're going to find lots of examples of sentences with let and make and have. And if you start humming those songs in your head, it's really going to help the student to remember how to use these verbs correctly. Can you think of any others? You make me feel like dancing. You make me want to sing. You make me want to shout.
You know you make me want to lift my head up and shout.
Lita Baker teaches in the American Language Center, part of the University of California at Los Angeles Extension Program. She also writes textbooks for English learners, available through the McGraw-Hill Publishing Company. And while Lita cannot answer questions personally, send them to us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And our website is voanews.com/wordmaster. I'm Avi Arditi.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.